Beginning this forgiveness practice by finding a comfortable place to sit, either on a chair or on a cushion, or you can lie down on the floor. And once you get settled, just beginning to notice the place of contact between your body and the support beneath you. So you may feel the back of the legs, the sitting bones, the back of the body grounded against the floor. And just allowing yourself to feel grounded, to feel completely supported by the chair or by the floor. And now moving your attention to meet the breath, seeing if you can feel the breath move the belly, the inhale expanding the belly, the exhale causing the belly to contract, that gentle movement of breath. Your mind will naturally wander, and that's okay. No need to judge. Just come back gently to feeling the breath, to entering into this moment fully and completely, letting go of everything that's happened before now and anything yet to come, and just being with breath. Noticing if there's any texture to the breath or if it is smooth and even. Continuing to feel the gentle flow. Recognizing that you can just let the breath breathe you. There's nothing that you need to do except pay attention. Now, calling to mind a time when you felt hurt or betrayed by someone. Or you can choose to work with forgiving yourself for the wrong that you've done to yourself or others. Remembering to take care of yourself as you move through this practice. So if at any time it feels too difficult, you can always return to the breath or to the feeling of the support beneath you. So letting your attention rest in the body as your mind drifts back in time. Recalling the details of the situation or situations. Feeling your reaction in the body. Scanning through the body and just knowing what it feels like in this moment as you recall an unpleasant situation, a time that you've been hurt or wronged. If this situation has been a source of pain for a long time, what might it feel like to forgive yourself for not being able to forgive? Just sitting with that for a moment. And now noticing, is there any tensing or bracing or constricting in the body? Checking your face, your shoulders, your chest, your belly. These are typically places that we contract. Is there an emotion present? And if so, can you name the emotion? Sadness, anger, anxiety, fear, or perhaps something entirely different, or a mix of emotions. Feeling your body, feeling your breath. If a strong emotion is present, grounding through the soles of your feet and letting it anchor to you to this moment. But if you're able, continuing to call the person and situation to mind as you feel into the body. Viewing the emotion or constriction from a space of present moment awareness. Totally embodied, totally aware of your experience. Now, seeing if it might be possible to cultivate a sense of compassion for the version of yourself from the past, the younger you, who experienced some suffering because of another person, a person who intentionally or unintentionally hurt you, or who suffered because your suffering caused you to harm another or yourself. Letting whatever emotions are here be felt and known, without pushing anything away. And any time you like, you can place your hand over your heart in a gesture of support and caring. If anything feels overwhelming, coming back into balance by grounding and focusing on the breath. Staying in this moment. You can even turn off the recording if that is necessary, if that feels necessary. If you're feeling little emotion but a sense of constriction, you might experiment with tightening your muscles a bit more. As if you're trying to hold yourself together, holding everything in. And then release, letting it all go. Perhaps tensing and releasing a few more times. Now tensing up just a little bit and holding, breathing. You might try tensing even more. And then letting it go all the way out, exhaling, letting everything go. Now just focusing attention on the breath. And seeing if you can imagine making eye contact with the person who caused you harm or who you've harmed. Looking deeply into those eyes and noticing your experience, What's that like to look directly at the person who harmed you? Consider that the other person, like everyone else, is imperfect and makes mistakes. His or her behavior can be attributed to genetics, wiring, and environment, many different causes and conditions. Looking at the person who hurt you, is there any sense of where this behavior came from? Fear, insecurity, anger rooted in fear? People who didn't get love might not be able to express love. If they didn't learn how to love, can we really expect them to love? If they've been hurt or neglected or abandoned, might they have acted out of their suffering or ignorance? Noticing how your body feels. What might it be like to truly release resentment? To truly accept that we live in an imperfect world with imperfect people? To give up the constant struggle to make things different than they actually are. Now rest with gentle attention on your heart, as if the breath could penetrate and soften the heart. Breathing in, feeling the breath move right through your heart, almost as if the breath could gently massage the heart. And then focus on the exhalation, releasing all that you no longer need. Breathing into the heart, being with the heart, and then on the out breath, just letting go, allowing yourself to relax completely. As you are breathing into the heart, imagining that you're caring for your heart deeply. When you're ready, just gently opening your eyes slowly, gazing downward, taking in the texture, the colors, patterns, slowly raising your gaze and orienting around the room, letting your head turn to take in the sights around you. And giving yourself credit for doing this practice that can be challenging.